Welcome to Drunk to New Podcast. I'm John.
I'm Steve.
And Steve, we're at episode 159 of the Drunk to Who Podcast.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And you know what that means? That means it's time to get your drink on. You're welcome, people.
Ow. What was
that? Hopefully you're not driving right now while you do that.
Well, yes.
Listening to us at 1.25 speed or something. Let me do that real fast. I'm just like, hey, how can you understand me now that I'm talking so fast?
This is exhausting already.
I know, right? That was so hard to do.
Yeah, get your appropriately timed drink on.
Get your time drink on. All right, well, and today we're doing a Christmas episode, Steve.
Merry Christmas, John.
Merry Christmas, Steve. Unfortunately, as I teased before, we were going to have friend of the show, Denise, on. I just returned back from spending some time with her and her delightful sister, Diane.
Then what did you do that she can't be on the show, John?
Well, you know what? I offended her to the extent that she didn't want to be on the show.
Are you sneezing in people's fridges again?
Well, I mean, it's my thing. Everyone knows it's my thing.
Stupid way to mark your territory.
If you don't cover everything with plastic wrap, not my fault.
Ugh.
You hope that apple tastes good because it's covered in bogeys.
What is with you today?
Come on. I don't know. But no. So there was stuff that happened that, on both coasts that, just couldn't make this work while I wasn't there that long. So
on both coasts, the coast of Chicago and the coast of Denver.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I did stuff. I saw a couple of movies. We went and played video games at an arcade in downtown Denver.
Okay.
Yeah. So everything everywhere all at once.
We saw that.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. I actually saw it the day before it opened. I saw it on Thursday.
We haven't seen it yet.
So I can tell you everything.
I did see someone on Twitter refer to Everything Everywhere All at Once as Michelle Yeoh and the Multiverse of Sadness.
Oh yeah, I could see that.
Which was delightful.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But no, great movie. Recommend that. Recommend the Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness also.
Yeah,
there's stuff that goes on. If you like Sam Raimi, you will like this.
I really like Sam Raimi.
But anyway, so I did stuff and I just didn't really have a chance to get it. So she was game, but she's also doing college stuff, and schooling stuff and
post grad work.
Yeah, she's doing post grad work.
Yeah,
and we're at the end of the semester and she's got finals and presentations to give. It was just not well timed.
That's true.
But also, she promises to be up in the future, so in the near future, Steve.
I had a dental emergency, so I couldn't record before today. So blame me and my teeth that are now in some sort of medical waste facility.
Like I said, both coasts were equally to blame.
Yes.
And
I don't know how I can be blamed by having extreme pain.
How often do you floss?
I mean,
yeah, okay, see, there you go.
Okay. Yeah, that's the problem.
But in the meantime, we're going to talk about Doctor Who today. Twice upon a time. You know what makes this extra special today, Steve?
That it's twice upon a time and not once upon a time.
Correct. Also that we're going to be discussing a new Doctor Who today.
Oh, yeah. A new Doctor Who what?
Who's there?
First base.
But enough about Shuri Gatwa.
Okay.
I don't know.
I've never heard of him before I saw him trending on Twitter today.
Yeah, I think a lot of people hadn't. But, Jodie Whittaker, we're going to give her her place to shine, obviously. Because we'll be seeing her later today, but it just so happens that today, the day we're recording, we found out there's going to be who our 14th Doctor is. Welcome to the family, Shuri Gatwa.
Yeah.
That is awesome. But, again, as I was oh, all the racists were oh God, another Scottish Doctor. Ugh.
Is he Scottish?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay.
It's not another one. It's someone's kind of I'm looking at the tweet. I'm like, oh, I don't know where this is going. It's why do they keep having to have all these minorities on there? Minorities make up less than 10% of the UK population. Stupid Scots taking over our show. I kind of you had me for a second.
Yeah, it's one of those, you had me in the first half. I'm not going to lie. that kind of meme.
But yeah, so today we're going to be discussing Twice Upon a Time, Steve. What is Twice Upon a Time about?
Twice Upon a Time is about, well, it's a Christmas episode, so I'm going to say the Doctor goes back in time to the first Christmas, to when Christ was born, and he goes into as one of the three wise men, but he trips and gets frankincense everywhere, and so he decides to go back and redo it, and that time he just gets drunk with Joseph and says, no, it'll be okay, she didn't really cheat on you.
Okay. So then
and the first Doctor is involved somehow.
Yeah, the first Doctor actually is the father of
Actually the first Doctor just hovers the TARDIS above the desert. You know, he is the chorus of angels who tells the wise men where to go.
And he says, Merry Christmas from Doctor Who.
Yes.
Which the first Doctor actually did.
Oh, really?
I think it was like the Feast of Stephen or something. It's kind of like, you know, he broke the fourth wall and just kind of like turned to the camera and says, and Merry Christmas to you from Doctor Who. You know, again, it was like
Bill Murray and Scrooge.
Yeah, just like, but let's see if any of that happens. You know, it could, it couldn't. You know, again, the only thing that's going to be for sure is that we're going to have Doctor, and Christmas.
Yes.
And maybe a goose.
Okay. I get your reference.
Yeah. But in the meantime, Steve, how can people contact us?
They can email drunkterwho@gmail.com or go to on Twitter. It's @drunkterwho is John, @srdolan is me. That's also my name on like Instagram, Letterboxd and stuff. And I'm on Facebook. If you want to find me, you can. I'm not like hiding, you know. Sometimes I cower in the corner, but that's for emotional issues. Yeah.
You know, and also too, just for the hell of it, because let's get it out early in the episode. Hey, our next episode was going to be an intervention episode. Ooh. So if people want to like send in any questions, comments, concerns, they can have stuff about Capaldi. They can talk about like upcoming Jodie Whittaker. They can just talk about, I don't know, Shuri Gatwa. I don't know. You know,
talk about whatever you want.
Talk about whatever you want, you know, and because like officially, normally in our intervention, we talk about the last series that we just watched, which was series 10. So yeah, do that.
Yeah.
And now back to our regularly scheduled podcast, which what do we usually do on this podcast, Steve? I'm all about catching up. You know, there should be like some time stuff on here, I'm thinking.
Yeah. This is the podcast where we drink, we watch Doctor Who, we drink, we talk about Doctor Who all while drinking.
I'm all out of place because of like the announcement that I was not expecting earlier. I was actually getting ready for this episode when I saw, I'm like, wait, why is Doctor Who trending? Oh my God.
Yeah.
So it's like I got freshly emotional because it's like, you know, they're announcing a new Doctor. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Anywho, you know, speaking of emotional and support things, let's do a shot.
Okay.
The Drunk Who shot of the episode, Steve. Now, what could that possibly be?
When I masturbate, I'm going to think about your mom.
Okay. I'm going to have a little shot now. So that's a quote about me to you, right?
Sure. We are recording on Mother's Day. So, you know.
Yeah. I have no clue where that's from.
No, it's not something you've seen, but it is. It's from Swiss Army Man, the first movie that was directed by the Daniels, the two guys who directed Everything Everywhere All at Once. And it is weird and good. I liked it.
Okay, knowing as little as I knew about the movie, but knowing that the two main characters, one of whom is dead, who quoted that? Who said
Daniel
that?
Daniel Radcliffe's character said that.
So the dead guy said that to the live guy?
Because the dead guy is basically almost a blank slate and needs to be explained of things.
It's just kind of like he's like a projection from the live guy's mind. Sort of
kind thing. Of, yes, yeah. Yes.
Now that the shot's kicking in, I am going to go watch Doctor Who. Okay. And Steve is going to do it also.
Yes.
And we'll see you when we get back. Or will we?
I assume so. All right.
Well, they won't see us, though, because we don't broadcast this feed.
Okay.
Unless you're part of our premium subscribers.
No, nothing. Not a thing.
At the, what's the level we had in our Valentine's Day episode or whatever?
Valentine's Day?
Our April
Do you
Fool's
not
Day.
Know the difference between Valentine's Day and April Fool's Day?
You know what? They're very similar in my book because it's kind of like if I had a Valentine, it'd be an April Fool. Okay. Hello. Okay. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Okay. We'll see you on the other side, people.
Yes. Bye.
So we just watched an episode of Doctor Who. What do you think, Steve?
I think it was longer than I expected.
Well, it's a Christmas special, Steve. So, of course, they have to make it longer.
Yeah.
To keep the people, like, you know, away from their, I don't know, puddings and crackers and all that sort of shit.
Figgy puddings, I guess. I don't know.
Everybody loves a figgy pudding, Steve.
I mean, why not? I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that just the middle of a Fig Newton?
You know, it very well could be, you know, unless it's like, you know, they take those away from the parents at a young age, I am assuming, because it's like, if it was a fig, it would be a full grown. Figgy means that it's like a child. So we're eating, those people are eating child pudding. It's disgusting.
Okay, now what's a date?
Well, I know you've been married for many years, Steve, but that's when you like ask a person to go out with you and have fun.
Okay.
I know you're not all that big of a fan of having fun, but.
Oh, no, I'm dead inside. I hate fun.
It's true. So how did you feel that about this being the final episode of Peter Capaldi?
It reminded me a little bit of David Tennant's final episode in that there was a little more monologuing towards the end than I thought was needed, but it was good. It was good. We'll get there. We'll talk about it.
All right. Well, then what happened on this episode previously on Doctor Who?
Which I was like, wait, what? And then they kind of like went previously on 709 episodes earlier or whatever it was.
I thought it was fun.
It was fun. And then it was just, they went through and we see like basically the first Doctor dying, regenerating. And then they pulled a switcheroo on us. And I assume everything that was in color didn't happen. So he didn't get like into some healing pod bay or something with his companions.
I think there might have been something. This is actually one of the episodes that has been lost to time.
Oh,
but okay. Like the actual regeneration part, they showed it on like a children's program. So they actually had the footage of him regenerating from William Hartnell to Patrick Troughton from that episode of that children's show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
this wasn't one of the episodes that was found in like an Ecuadorian basement or something.
Correct.
Okay.
See, there was like stuff where like, you know, because it was a weekly program, sometimes a companion would be like injured and they're out sick for that episode because they're recovering or something.
Yeah.
They would do that with the doctor also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he may have like, I believe he actually did take an episode off. And, you know, so there might have been like, you know, so this is kind of like showing like what happened while he was off, while Polly and Ben were doing things, you know, so yeah.
No cleaning.
Oh, yeah. There was people who were annoyed at that recurring little joke about like, hello, girl, why are you here to do the cleaning? Or hello, ladies, are you here to like, you know, service us because we're men?
There was, I assume it was very much of the time. Like we watched a movie called The X from Outer Space, which was a Japanese kaiju movie. And there was a space crew and all the women would like get drinks, even though they were like biologists and scientists, they would get drinks and they were called like Lisa and Diane or whatever. And all the men were like, you know, Dr. Nashashimi or something, you know, just like they were like use their titles, but all the women were called by their first names only. And they were the ones who got the drinks on the space flight. So and that was like 67. So weirdly enough, that was in the future compared to the first Doctor. So yeah. I assume it was very much of the time to be like, the threatening to spank Bill was a little bit much, but was kind of hilarious.
No. Wait, no, don't do that. No. Yeah.
No,
but, yeah. Please. Ooh.
So yeah, we open up with all this black and white stuff, and then we go, the aspect ratio changes and everything changes, it goes into color. And the first Doctor's teeth get so much better all of a sudden. And
what is that, green goblin to not green goblin?
Some of them regenerate in that transition. And Yeah, then we go to the two doctors talking and bickering, and then all of a sudden someone wanders up and is, hello, pardon me, excuse me, what the hell am I doing here? And it is the name I'm blanking on for some reason, even though Mark Gatiss. He was Mycroft, and he's been on the show before, and he's written a bunch.
Yep.
And then we go to credits, and in the credits are the usual suspects, but also Pearl Mackey and oh my god, what is wrong with my brain? Nardole. But what's
Matt Lucas,
thank you. What is wrong with my brain?
Was Matt Lucas in the credits?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And so I kind of assumed, and also David Bradley was
right.
So yeah, it was just like I kind of assumed at first it was just, oh, these are the standard credits. And then I realized, then I remembered that Doctor Who tends to change them episode to episode.
Yeah.
Like it would put River Song River Song in there when she was in some. I know she has a real name, but apparently I'm having a tough time with all the names except for David Bradley's. Jesus.
You love your Filch.
Because I almost called her Elizabeth McGovern, and that's not even close.
As Bewitched?
That's not Bewitched.
I think you're
thinking of Elizabeth Montgomery.
Oh,
Elizabeth McGovern was an actress from the 80s who I believe is married to Michael McKean right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Her. Yeah.
Maybe she was Ma Kent on Smallville. I don't know.
Or a singer. Oh, no. I'm thinking of Mary Elizabeth Mastriantonio. I don't know. There's too many people out there.
Not Mary Louise Parker?
Or Mary Queen of Scots?
Yes. Yes.
Off with your heads.
Or Mary, Mary, quite contrary. What? Huh? This went to a weird place.
It did. So we come back from credits and stuff's going on.
Yeah. We're in World War One.
Yeah, we're in World War. Yeah, because now we get like a little thing where it's like, hello, you're going to shoot me. Ich bin ein Berliner. And he's like, oh, no, yeah, you know, I wish you could understand me. Scheiße.
Or I wish I could understand you.
Yeah. Yeah, but then it didn't. Yeah, then it like froze. I think before that, didn't like the doctor and the doctor noticed like time had frozen. Time froze because the snowflakes weren't falling. And that's when the soldier showed up. Then we get his little like thing like.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was before credits. And then he's like, oh, wow, stuff is like frozen here, too. It's like, huh, what's going on? And then he gets pulled away by a lady who looks like she's glass.
Who looks like she's from Lawnmower Man 3 at some times. It did. The CGI was not always great.
Well, I'm wondering, like, did it not intend to make, because again, I think they could have made it look better, but I think they just,
probably
like, they weren't trying to fool people with it being a human being.
No, I know, but it just the movement sometime reminded me of like the early CGI kind of stuff.
Uh-huh. Could have been.
No, but it worked in the context of the episode.
Yeah, and then it's like, yeah, it grabbed him. It like froze time, grabbed him, and it's like, we're going to take your essence or something. And then he like, you know, it basically like downloads his memories, I guess, and then drops him off in the wrong spot because they were just kind of like, error.
Okay. Because I was wondering, I just got wrapped up in the episode, so it didn't really register to me why he was dropped off at the South Pole. But you're right, there was a lot of like timeline error, whatever it was.
Yeah, there was like some weird stuff going on. I'm not exactly sure why that happened.
Was it because there were two doctors who were both refusing to regenerate and they were screwing up the universe?
That might have been. Yeah. That might have been. That seems like a Doctor Who kind of thing. But also, too, it's like, you know, did he not die and they grabbed him at the wrong time? Because hasn't there like been other like sci-fi things? It's like, oh, we're going to grab someone at the time of their death. And it's like, it doesn't really end up being the time of their death.
So there, yeah, that seems... Yeah.
A like science fiction trope.
Like sort a trope, of thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think that's actually, you know, maybe perhaps that's what happened. But like the doctor also said, it's like, oh, I brought them back to this time at the end of the episode where like they had the that one armistice.
Yeah, the Christmas Day armistice in 1914. But it was, he said he went a couple hours ahead.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So like, you know, so maybe, yeah, because if I can save one person, so maybe he saved that one person. When he found out he was a Lethbridge steward. Does that name sound familiar?
Of course it does. Yeah. I was actually, because the second they were talking about him having a wife and children, I was like, okay, so the children are important to the story in some way. For some reason, my first thought was it was like Rose's great, great grandpa or something.
Okay.
But as soon as they said Lethbridge steward, I'm like, is the doctor going to salute this motherfucker? No. Because I don't exactly remember all of them, but yeah, that was didn't the last Lethbridge Stewart die in the Cybermen episode? Or no
Kate?
No, okay, no.
His daughter?
The doctor saluted like the
when the
dead body in the Cybermen outfit, whatever nonsense right. That was.
That was like, yeah, the Brigadier had already been dead. But they were raising the dead to become Cybermen's, and it was kind of, it was like,
The episode where Clara's boyfriend bought it, Danny.
Yeah, Danny Pink.
Okay.
It was like Danny Pink, and also, too, it's like...
I can remember some names.
There was a Cyberman that saved Kate Lethbridge Stewart and ended up being her father. And we didn't see what he looked like, because he would have just been looking like, you know, I don't know.
A normal dude.
Or a zombie.
That's true. He would have been goopy. Actually, all dried out. Who knows when he died? I don't know. Oh, fuck. He broke. You froze again. Motherfucker. Yeah. Okay. So, sorry, technical difficulty. But they pick up, they go into the TARDIS, the two doctors, the one doctor, the old Filch. I'm going to call him Filch. Filch keeps saying like, no, I'm the doctor. You're not the doctor. Clearly, I don't know what's going on. Hey, what the fuck did you do to my TARDIS? And then, of course, we get the Mark Gatiss saying, it's bigger on the inside.
I know it's bigger on the inside, but this isn't what it should look like. It should be white and pristine, and this is filthy. You need a lady's touch here. Clearly, you don't have a lady around here, because ladies are here for cleaning.
Yes, and very little else.
Let me bring in Polly, yes.
Yeah, and Polly's probably been dead for years. I don't know. But the character, anyway. Although they didn't kill them that much back then, did they?
Not as much, no.
Was she the one who was originally supposed to be his actual grandchild?
No.
Oh, no.
No. Polly is, like, well past that.
Oh, was Polly the one?
No. I don't know. I don't know if you even discussed Polly in the past. Polly and Ben were kind of like, you know, they weren't, I'm not going to say as important, but, okay. it's like, we had Susan and we had Barbara and Ian. They were like the first ones. And then, you know, there was like Fraser Hines, who was like a big one for the second doctor and everything. You know, there was like, you know, there, not everyone was as important as the doctor was back then.
Okay. Yeah, so he went through, companions were a little disposable.
A bit, you know, it's like,
not disposable, replaceable, interchangeable. Well, yeah.
Bow, bow, bow. You've been replaced.
Oh boy. So yeah, there's some funny stuff where where Filch was like, okay, the windows are too small and the TARDIS is too big on the outside and all this other stuff. And I did enjoy the bit where he's like, why is it so dark in here? And he's like, ambiance. It's like, this is a scientific vessel. It's not like a French restaurant.
Then again, it's like the doctor's like, you have surprised the doctor and go, ooh, ah, ooh.
And then at one point in time, he says to Mark Gatiss that, oh, you're from World War One. He's like, wait, one? He's
yeah.
like, oops, spoilers.
Yeah, that was a little like, oh.
Yeah, that was a little delightful.
Yeah, oh, it's just a war where I come from.
Yeah.
How many are we up to now? Like, don't ask.
Yeah, I think they called it the Great War at the time.
Isn't every war the Great War, Steve?
No, but it was like literally called the Great War until World War II happened, and then it was retroactively renamed to World War I.
And then World War II was called the latest Great War.
The Great Fuckening.
They didn't say fuck then. They said the Great Sexening.
Well, apparently they didn't say arse either, so ladies weren't supposed to.
Oh, well, not if you're cleaning properly. I'll give him a nice little smack bottom.
Oh boy. So I don't remember. Where were we? They were about to get abducted. The whole TARDIS.
Right. And the doctor's like, well, we'll get away from here. But then he got, like, you know, pulled up into a ship. It's like, here you are in the Hall of the Dead or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, it's like, hello, doctor. We're going to give you a treat. And the doctor's like, oh, what? You're going to, like, you know, give me a lady to, like, clean my suits? And it's like, no, it's Bill.
Yeah.
Bill's like, oi, what am I doing here, doctor? It's good to see you.
I kind of wish she wasn't in the opening credits, because I knew they tried to, like, hide it with, like, a blurry shot to, like, not tell us who it was. And
yeah,
even though you saw the silhouette, and I don't see any other companion that has hair that amazing.
True. You know, well, yeah, that would have been kind of fun. It was just like, you know, suddenly, oh, Bill's here.
Yeah. And so Bill comes out and goes, hey, I'm me, Bill Potts. And the doctor's like, go fuck yourself. No, you're not. You're just a trick. And she's like, no, I know I am. I'll prove it somehow. And the other doctor is just like, I'm glad they didn't make any comments about race. Ooh. We just stuck to gender and the casual Ooh. Misogyny of an older generation, as opposed to some of the blatant misogyny that goes on right now. But anyway, yeah, so they're in the Hall of the Dead. They all go into the TARDIS. And is this when the doctor heads up the stairs?
Yeah, the doctors go up the stairs and it's kind of like, what's going on here? And then, like, the glass robot thing shows up again. It's kind of like, oh, you know, no, we collect people's memories at the time of their deaths. That's what's going on here. And, like, you know, and then, like, the doctor, the old doctor pulls out, Filch pulls out his monocle. It was like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. And then, hello, younger doctor, what's going on? Oh, my God, you're wearing sunglasses. What is wrong with you?
You're wearing them inside? And he yells at him to put away that stupid buzzing thing to the sonic screwdriver. He's like, what? An audio screwdriver?
Yeah, there wasn't any sonic screwdriver back in that time.
So let me guess, did the sonic screwdriver come out with the third doctor?
I think it actually started with the second.
Ah, damn it.
It became betterer with the third doctor.
And it is a ridiculous name for a screwdriver, the Sonic.
Yeah.
Because it is audio, but whatever. And while this is happening, Bill is helping out with the captain. Oh, yeah, that's the captain, Mark Gatiss. And the captain is like, yeah, you know what? I was ready to die, but now that I've had time to think about it, I really don't want to. And so they give him brandy out of a special stash. And the original doctor is like, what happened to this? Why? Where did all this go?
I guess something's happened over the last 1500 years.
I mean, it's like, it's been a lot of fucking time. You know, you, like, the entire TARDIS has changed. Like, if that beer and booze had been in my house, it would have been, you know,
skunky.
I mean, it would have been just replaced.
Well, yeah, it would have been gone by that.
I'm assuming it's some very special brandy.
Oh, do you call this Pabst Blue Ribbon? Oh, what a lovely era. It's from 2022.
I don't buy that much.
Well, you know, in 1500 years, there would be delicious.
I only buy that occasionally when I know we're going to record and I need beer, so I run to 7-Eleven.
And then you grab one of those, like, 16 piners and clack.
Yeah, one or two. Yeah, but now I have the neon beer hug from Goose Island.
Oh, it's got a hug.
Which is pretty good. It's an IPA. It's 7%, you know.
It's giving you a little hug.
It's not the other one. They have a couple. Goose Island has three beers that are in, like, the where they have a bear on the can. All right. One of them is a 9.9.
Oh my.
Yes. I did not get the 9.9.
That'll get you where you want to go very quickly.
Yes, and where you want to go is probably not 7-Eleven.
Well, you know, unless it has more of them. It's like, I need more bear. Ah.
So this is when we find out that Bill is actually one of the glass people.
Right.
So yeah, she's not, like, quote unquote real, like the doctor, like she has been asserting.
But she is real.
Yes. And then the doctors go back down the stairs, and then they're like, our doctor is like, hey, do what I do and we'll escape. And so he uses a sonic screwdriver to lower the TARDIS on a couple of chains, and they all jump out and grab on one. And it was edited in a way where we actually believe that Liam Neeson could launch over a fence and beat up young men.
So a young Samuel L. Jackson running through
a Blockbuster video.
Exactly. So David Bradley like jumps on and this 80-year-old man clearly did that. No. So basically, so the doctor, like the doctor, Glass Bill, the captain and the doctor are like get escape, but they pull the TARDIS away. It's like, oh no, they pulled it away, but we have another TARDIS. Oh, wink.
Yeah. So they go into the original TARDIS. And it is a funky, funky thing on the inside.
It's very 60s.
And the first thing the original doctor does is check his booze level, the brandy level. Yeah.
It's well, like, he must be a good host. And it's like, you know, hello, did I need to like go stop at a Binny's somewhere? Yeah.
So, shit. And then they go to, oh, yeah, the original doctor points out that the CGI glass lady, her face is asymmetrical. So it's not like a computer generated thing solely. It's like based on a human.
Right.
And the doctor's like, oh, why didn't I see that? Oh, because you were wearing sunglasses, whatever. So then they go to the biggest facial database in the galaxy, which
is in the far future and it's run by Rusty.
Yeah.
You remember Rusty?
No. Kind of, I don't know.
Rusty was that there was like it was like a new Peter. It was like when Peter Capaldi was newly the Doctor, and it was like when they went
into that's the Dalek. Right. They went into Clara. A Dalek. Yes.
Yep. And there was like that was the one. It's like, oh, you would make a good Dalek, and then this was a Dalek hating Dalek.
That's right. Okay, because when he said, "Do you remember when I got tiny and went inside of you?" I'm like, that's the movie Inner Space. With Martin Short and Jeff Bridges, but you know,
no,
I'm kidding.
Okay,
I know. That was okay. That was
Meg. It was Jack Quaid's parents.
Yes, I sometimes
who was get, not you know who was not you know that guy you said.
Okay. No, didn't I say?
Oh, yeah, it wasn't Martin Short, is what I was implying. It's like okay. Jack Quaid was not Martin.
I'm Short's. Like, did I say Randy Quaid instead of Dennis Quaid?
No, you said someone completely different. You said it's like you're like Martin Short and like Bob Jones. Like, no, it wasn't Bob Jones.
I might have said Jeff Bridges.
You did.
I'm sorry if in the 80s I get Jeff Bridges and Dennis Quaid confused. So that's I knew that. I remember when he said, remember when I shrunk down, got tiny, and went inside of you. I didn't remember which doctor that was.
That was Peter Capaldi.
Yes, that was Peter Capaldi. You're right. It was an early Peter Capaldi episode, right?
Yeah, it was a very early Peter Capaldi episode.
Oh, that because then it's kind of when he was kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
That's right.
So he was like, you know, it's like, oh, I need you, like, you know, I need to interface your access stuff thing.
Yeah, and they've got little face huggers running around that are actually the little creatures that used to be inside of Daleks.
They've evolved.
Yeah, they have evolved. And it took me a while until it was like obvious that until I saw Rusty, the Dalek, I didn't realize what those things were. Even when the doctor said they've come out of their shell. So it just took me a little while.
Yeah.
I'm not as steeped in Who lore as you are.
Hoostery.
Yes, Hoostery. So, yeah, then we get a little tete-a-tete between the doctor and Rusty. He's basically telling him like, hey, you know what, if you help me, it will make my life easier, and that will in turn make the Daleks' lives harder, and you hate Daleks, so
and since you're a good Dalek,
so then and the Bill has some moments with the first doctor. They're chatting a bit, they're bonding. I don't remember what happens next.
There's like, you know, where the Peter Capaldi like discovers that, yes, that one glass person was like from new Earth, where it was like, you know, 5 kajillion years in the future.
Oh, it's like, the year 5 billion 12.
Well, you know, again, the beginning of a. So it's like, oh, we're using time technology. We're going to harvest everyone's memories from then, take them out of just before they died. So like their memories would become part of the
collective
testimony. Oh, that's right. Testimony. That's actually, you know, so the doctor's like, oh, so you're not bad guys. You're just here to like, you know, log what shit has gone down.
Yeah, they sweep in, take them out of the timeline right before they die, copy their memories to a hard drive, and then bring them back and let them die.
So at one point, they must have like harvested the doctor's memories too, because they showed the doctor their memories up to that point. Up to that point, though.
Is that the doctor's memories, or is that people's memories of the doctor? Because I saw a lot of doctor faces.
Yeah, there was doctor faces, but
I thought it was a collective, everybody who had ever like interacted with the doctor, their memories of him.
You know, I'm not exactly sure, but I think like they were showing up to, you know, they were showing Peter Capaldi up to that point, because clearly there has been more past that.
Yes,
or less.
That to me makes more sense than harvesting the doctor's memories, because he does say like it would take 12 of you, it would break your whole system if you harvested my memories. So I assume it's people's memories of the doctor.
Yeah, possibly. Also, too, at that point, they also it's like, oh no, you're also known as the War Doctor. The Pandorica opens. Yeah. You know, the blah blah blah. You know, it's like all these different things, and like, you know,
you're the Crimson Monkey, the Pandorica bitch. You're the War Doctor.
And William Hart was like, Pandorica bitch. Of what do you speak? Oh, pish posh, dish dosh.
He was very offended at the idea of being the War Doctor.
Yeah, yeah. No, there was like, but like, you know, there weren't all things that were said. There's like possible future ones, like old show ones where they said it's like, oh, the Valyard. Oh.
Oh, I assume it was a whole bunch of like there's who a references. Whole bunch. Yeah.
A whole bunch. It was like bam, 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 bam.
Okay,
like, so the doctor, like, you know, so it's kind of like, oh, well, we've got to go on and like, you know, find things, and we're going to, you know, so then they grab Rusty's memories and they go off.
Yeah.
And the doctor's like, wait, you're not really Bill. She goes, no, I am Bill, but I'm also like this other stuff.
Well, she's like, what makes a person? Their memories. And so I am the memories of Bill. And so therefore I am Bill, because Bill is made up of their memories. Right. Otherwise you're just meat and bones and goo.
Right. And like at that point, you know, they're at least, you know, not exactly positively absolutely sure, but like, you know, the doctor's like, well, fine, we'll bring like the captain back to when he needs to be, and it's like, well, we'll watch and, you know, sort of thing, and
we'll
like,
hang,
you know,
out, it'll be cool,
right? And then that's when the, you know, when Peter Capaldi's doctor's like, well, we came back hours later.
Well, because the captain says something about, I promised my wife I'd be, and the boys, I'd be home for Christmas, and he's like, Christmas, huh? Christmas 1914, let's just fast forward a few years and have an armistice. And we're told that the testimony are going to make it so captain won't remember their interaction. And
well, no one is supposed to remember.
Yeah, and have a glamour of some kind.
Perception filter.
Yes, a glamour is a Buffy term. a perception filter, so they can't be seen. And so they're in the battlefield. Boom, Christmas carols start. Nobody starts shooting. Everybody's cool. And I'm wondering, did that German guy just see the British dude disappear for like several hours? Because they took him out and then
they're frozen.
Put him back. So they were, the world was frozen for a few hours.
I believe that's what the doctor did.
Eh, okay, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't die, and then the doctors bond, the original doctor says, you know what, maybe I will regenerate, see what goes on. And he's like, well, bitch, you better, because you have to, literally.
Yeah. Otherwise, like, total shit will, like, blip out of existence.
Total chaos. And so he goes back into the old TARDIS, and shit goes back to black and white, and he ends up lying on the floor. He didn't bounce up and become the second doctor, which is kind of what I was hoping. I thought that'd be cool.
Well, they stuck with history.
No, I know, but it's still, to me, it would have been cool to see, but whatever.
We cut back to the battlefield where the doctor, you know, again, like, you know, once time starts up again, no one will see you.
Yeah.
And you will be invisible. And like, you know, so the doctor is like witnessing when the captain wakes up, and, you know, now they hear Schalig Nachta, Holy Nachta, you know, it's like, it's German, you know, whatever. Yeah. So it's like that, like whole, like, you know, Nazi kind of like, you know, pro
Feliz Navidad. Yeah.
Right. You know, so, and then like the Yanks all start, you know, silent noise, oly noise, oi, 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 you know.
Yes, that's and exactly just, like, what they do.
And then they like bring out some like soccer hooligans. They're like, oi, 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 you know, and like yeah. they're all like, oi, oi, oi.
They did play soccer. And then.
I mean, football, Steve.
Yes. Okay. And then everybody.
Welcome to my trap.
Is leaving, going back to their side of the battlefield. And then Lethbridge Stewart sees the doctor and is confused, but still salutes him. Because the doctor decides to drink out of a dirty tin cup on a battlefield in World War One. But okay,
yeah,
his immune system has to be amazing. He's been exposed to everything.
Well, he's going to like regenerate anyway.
That's true.
You know, and then it's like, you know, so then like, you know, Bill shows up. It's like, I'm giving you the treat. What kind of treat? Hello, I'm Clara. I'm a little treat. Hello. Oh, look at me. I'm Clara.
Which,
and like, you know, they restart his memories, which is actually very cool.
Yes, but it annoyed me for a second.
Por qué?
Because it made Clara, it was basically like, Bill doesn't matter. Clara's back. Bill does not matter. And then, but then it was only Bill for like Clara for a scene. And then Bill came back and I'm like, oh, okay, this is. We get the goodbye. It's not it's not just dismissing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. And then it's like, oh no, it's also naughty. Hello.
Yes.
Cuddles
was a good line.
It was very Matt Lucas.
And he's also like, yeah, my the rest of me is glass, just not just my nipples like before, and they screwed up my hair. She's like, you've never had hair. He's like, it's been invisible. It was
the
a
whole
very
time.
Absurd reaction, but I did appreciate that it didn't end on Clara, because that would have annoyed me.
Yeah.
So they went back, yeah, and then the doctor goes back in the TARDIS to die.
Yeah, and then he speechifies. He's like, be nice, be kind, don't be ginger.
Rewind.
Well, remember, like, at one point, like, you know, you
have to
pull out a VHS tape.
I know.
And he's like, oi, what is this? Oi?
Yeah, I know. This isn't brandy. Yeah, and so he does speechify, and he goes, I'm ready to let go of the doctor. And I'm like, oh, are you speaking as the character or as Peter Capaldi just then?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then
Regenergy shoots out their limbs and
it was so much more violent than it has been in the past.
Oh, don't you remember when a Tennant turned into Matt Smith? Remember the TARDIS crashed?
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess I was judging it. One I remembered was when Eccleston turned into Tennant, and it was pretty subdued.
He was kind of like, oh, blink. Hello. Yeah.
I've got
two kidneys. Hello.
And then when the more dramatic the exit, I guess, the bigger the light show.
Maybe.
Or
what if it's like one of those things, like, you know, like the doctor was like, you know, regenerating edging. And like, you know, when you put it off of the.
Oh, boy.
Put it off too much. Then it's just kind of like, oh, that regenerating shoots out so powerfully.
Oh, boy.
And like, you know, maybe.
It makes your vehicle go off course.
So I think that's what it was.
Okay.
That regenergy just shot off and like splattered all over the TARDIS.
Okay, fun.
And the TARDIS is like, ew, need to clean. Get out of here.
Get out of Polly. Here.
Yeah.
So when the doctor changes into Jodie Whittaker, or when Jodie Whittaker becomes the doctor, however you want to phrase it.
When the doctor becomes the doctor.
Yes. When what is it? 14 becomes 15 or 13 becomes 14?
12 becomes 13.
12 becomes 13. I lost count.
You know, again, like, you know, so
do we not count? What?
War Doctor doesn't count.
See, that's literally what I was going to ask. Is the War Doctor not a number?
You know, wait till you get to there's another doctor that shows up later.
Oh, I know. Isn't that a black woman?
Yeah. Wait till you get to Joe. Yeah. I forget what they call her doctor is, but yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
anywho,
so when the doctor transmogrifies into and is portrayed by Jodie Whittaker, she looks good wearing the suit. I think she could pull that off, but a ring falls off her finger because her hands are smaller. What was the significance of that ring? Was there any?
Well, the significance was Peter Capaldi always wore his wedding band.
Okay.
So the wedding band fell off his hand.
Okay.
Well, the wedding band fell off the doctor's hand. So that's what that was, because like I think people had pointed out, it's like, why is the doctor wearing a ring on their wedding finger, sort of thing? So
it's like an old flashback episode of the X-Files when Mulder was a new agent and he put a wedding ring on just to fuck with people.
Okay. Well, this isn't the beer files, Steve.
It could be. Just say the word.
Not going to say that word, Steve.
There's like there's like 800 episodes of that too.
No. give it up. Give it up. You know, in American, like, you know, it's like an American, like, you know, TV shows, like 5 seasons means there's 900 episodes. No.
Especially in the early 90s with the, or mid 90s with the X-Files, where one season, I think season 2 had 25 episodes.
It's so That's weird.
Like 5 seasons of Doctor Who.
I just remember, like, there used to be like TV series where they'd have 30 episodes in a season or something.
Well, that's when you—that's when you were a child back in the 1940s.
Well, you know, it's like TV was new then. It's like, oh, yeah. When are we doing it? Oh, yeah. But yeah. So then the doctor becomes a lady doctor, or a doctor, if you might say.
Yes. Yes.
You know, as long as I don't need to spank my bottom,
you can finally just refer to her, the doctor, as Jody.
Yeah, I'm like, just going to refer to the doctor as the doctor.
I know. Yeah.
So the doctor like shows up. It's like, oh, brilliant. And then it's kind of like, what's going on here? And then the TARDIS goes, you know, puts on his cloister bell. Bow, bow, bow.
Oh,
and like, you know, chucks her out. And she says, oh, I don't know what's going on here.
When you write the description of this episode, are you going to include your little weird hype noise?
My vuvuzela? No, I usually don't.
No, well, I mean references to the hype noise you've been doing.
Spoiler, Steve. A lot of times I write these descriptions before we even watch the episode.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to them.
I think I might have actually written this. I might have written this beforehand. I have to double check, but I think I already did.
No, that's fine.
Sometimes I'll go look just to see if I need to, like, you know, update something. But usually I'm like, yeah, no. I kind of make it, you know, generally descriptive of what the episode is and not like what we're doing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that way, you know, people will read like, oh, that's clever. Yeah. And not be kind of like, oh, well, that's kind of dumb. That didn't happen. John and Steve didn't discuss to stupid lengths this sort of thing. I keep it general.
Yeah. We do usually record to stupid lengths or talk about things.
Right. And I never know what you're going to cut out. Sometimes true. So it's kind of like it was one of those things like, you know, maybe I thought it was comedy brilliance in my brain, but you're just kind of like, went on far too long. And I'm like, I'm okay with that. What else?
I usually cut out things that make you look funnier than me.
That makes sense. But you know what? You know, according to the X-Files fans, they are just kind of like, you know, it's like they say, it's like, oh, you know, hey, John, why do you always appear so funny? It's like, you know what? Because I can't help it.
What are you talking about? Even?
You know, when I'm replying to our Patreon listeners,
not a thing.
When I send out my cameos to our Patreon listeners, dude, don't you love that cameo money? Yeah, I retired like 4 years ago from my regular job.
You need to give me a cut.
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay, so that was the episode. Jodie Whittaker as the doctor gets blasted out of the TARDIS. The TARDIS goes shooting off into space and a fire inside of it.
And speaking of shooting off into space, not Shudigawa, who is the latest doctor.
Yes.
Will we speak about in a year or two from now? Because it's like Jodie Whittaker's like time is kind of shortish.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, due to COVID-ish and stuff like that, and just because stuff.
Yeah. Due to the real world.
All right, Steve. So that was the episode of Doctor Who. You liked it?
Yes, I did, actually. I liked this a lot.
Good.
It was affecting, especially the near death of the captain. And then the cross the trenches Christmas carols. Although it did make me think, like, can you just go back to like shooting each other's faces off like the next day? Like,
especially when they all kind of like hug and shake hands and stuff. And it's like,
you know, you're just going to go back and like shoot at each other. And also trench warfare was fucking nasty and disturbing.
Yeah.
The set on this was pretty impressive though. I was wondering if they used like the set of a movie that had just filmed.
Well, Steve, all they have to do is really like dig some holes. I assume this is just downtown Wales.
Oh, this is just what like, downtown Wales looks like. Maybe they're like their equivalent of Central Park.
Yeah, probably.
It's just a muddy, nasty mess. A mess.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, I assume most of the people who live in Wales, like they all like started from like Stonehenge or something, and so they're all like, you know, not Daleks. What do they call those people? Druids. They're all druids, Steve.
You've got so many things wrong. So many things.
You know what? It's my reality. I don't know what you're talking about,
Oh,
Steve.
Boy. Oh, hello to our UK listeners.
Hello, UK listeners. I'm John. Oh, you didn't do I'm Steve. Usually, like, that's your trigger mechanism.
I'm Steve. Okay.
No, all right. Now it's too late, Steve.
I'm sorry.
All right. So this is the final episode to date written by showrunner, then exiting showrunner, Stephen Moffat.
Oh, I thought. Why did I think Mark Gatiss wrote this one?
Because he's acting in it.
No, I know. But so I just assumed. Yeah, okay. So Stephen Moffat, is he the once and future showrunner? Is he the one coming back?
No, that's Russell T. Davies.
Oh, okay, Russell T. Davies. Not Ronald D. Moore. I get Russell T. Davies and Ronald D. Moore confused.
Well, Ronald D. Moore has that luscious, you know, long mane of hair. Yes,
that's true.
There. You know, it's like, you know what? Hey, I'm that guy and I want to have a big old mullet for the rest of my life.
You wish.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't wish that. I wish that on anybody. But okay, Ronald D. Moore, cut the hair. Also, it's the final episode to date for director Rachel Talalay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Also, the final episode to date of composer Murray Gold.
Okay.
And also, final episode to date of Peter Capaldi as the Doctor.
And I assume other people, too.
And also, yes, also true. And also, final episode to date of Christmas episodes.
What?
They kind of like stop that. They did different episodes.
Do they just do like specials?
They're doing New Year's episodes now. New Year's Day episodes.
Well, they need that extra week to get their shit locked down.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure why they do that, but that's what they do. So we had David Bradley return because he played Solomon previously on Doctor Who. That was the dinosaurs on a spaceship episode.
Yes.
Okay. You may think you saw him again as the Doctor, but he didn't. He actually played William Hartnell in An Adventure in Space and Time. That was that.
No, I know.
Yeah, that was, you know, the anniversary year of
the one Doctor Who. That Heidi guested on our episode of that.
True, true. But he's also mainly Filch.
Yes, he's Filch. But yeah, I mean, he did a good job playing the first Doctor in that ridiculous movie. I'm thinking of the Paul McGann thing. That was a ridiculous movie. but no, that movie. And so I assume that's why they brought him back.
Well, because he very embodied.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Spirit. Now it's also the return of Mark Gatiss.
Yes.
Yeah, because he played Lazarus in the Lazarus Experiment. That was a David Tennant era episode. That's when he turned into like a giant spider.
Oh, thing. Okay.
Yeah.
I think of that one more as like a Donna's first episode.
No, that wasn't Donna. That was that was Martha.
That wasn't the one with where Donna got married?
No. No, that was a different spider creature thing.
Okay.
They actually predated this episode because remember, it was like they had that. Then Martha showed up as the companion. And this is like, you know, remember there was like some sort of fundraiser and like.
I thought it was because the special with Donna and the spider and her wedding. And then Martha joined for a season and then Donna came back.
Right. This was, yeah.
Okay.
Martha joined for a season. You know, the Smith and Jones thing was after. Yeah. Anyway. So
whatever.
Yeah. So then. Yeah. Yeah. So, but we mainly know him as Mycroft.
Yes.
True that.
And there's a British-based podcast, horror podcast, called The Evolution of Horror. And when they were doing their section on folk horror, they kept citing a Mark Gatiss documentary where he basically. They gave him credit for coining the term folk horror to describe the Wicker Man and Blood on Satan's Claw and the Witchfinder General. I think those were the three, the big three original British folk horror movies.
I know one of those names.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say which one. Spoilers.
Yes. The other one, Blood on Satan's Claw, I believe, is the one where one of the original or a companion got murdered.
Ooh, delish.
I don't remember which one.
Everyone likes a companion being murdered.
Yes. Especially Doctor Who.
So the guy who played the German soldier,
yes,
the one who was like, you know, that was Toby Whithouse. Does that name seem familiar?
It does seem familiar. Was he a writer or director?
Correct.
Yeah.
He was a writer of Doctor Who episodes. He was also a creator. He was the one who did like Being Human and stuff like that. We've discussed him at length.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He also has like a big old history as being like an actor. So Toby Whithouse, German soldier. He wrote School Reunion. There was one.
Oh, the one with Giles.
And Sarah Jane.
Yeah.
Under the Lake, Before the Flood. He's done things.
Wasn't that a two-parter?
Yeah, that was a two-parter. Okay. Just saying he's done stuff. Now.
And he speaks German.
Apparently he does. Or like, you know, it's like, we don't know.
Yeah.
He could have been doing it phonetically.
Don't know.
It sounded German enough to us. Now, Nika Anuka Bird, that was the one who played Helen Clay. That was the glass.
Yes.
Yeah. So the one they showed is like, you know, she's the professor from 5 billion 12.
12. Yes.
Yeah. Now she appeared in an episode of Torchwood, Survivors.
Oh, yeah. We watched that.
Luther. Also in Jupiter Ascending.
Oh, no.
The Wachowskis loved her, apparently. And then also last year's Old.
Oh, I saw that. It was not good.
So anyway, so she's still working. So good for her.
Yeah.
Now this episode takes place during the same time period, as I alluded to before, of the 1966 episodes from the 10th Planet. You know, I don't remember which episode, but like the story, they just call it the 10th Planet.
All right.
And then they reuse footage from that episode. The full name of the captain at the end when they say Captain Archibald Lethbridge Stewart.
I think there was a Hamish in there.
Was there? Okay.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. So yeah, Gatiss. Apparently like Gatiss was such a big fan of Doctor Who, you know, very much like Peter Capaldi and like other people before him. When he found out that like they invited him to play the character, when he found out he was a descendant of the Brig, the Brigadier. Well,
an ancestor, not a descendant.
Yes. That he, like, you know, I guess he burst into tears. He was just kind of like, oh. Because they said, you know, I guess, like, canonically, there was, like, you know, the people who, I know it's so weird, but, like, you know, the person who wrote the original episode of where, like, you know, Lethbridge Stewart showed up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, owns the name or something, kind of like the guy who like invented the Daleks.
That's so weird.
He could like, you know, plan, you know, like sell it out, and they had to like get the permission from the estate. I guess originally they're like, no, that's no, like, you know, oh well, maybe he could be a grand uncle or something. But then they, like, you know, they let off and said, so he's the grandfather of the Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart. So that would make him the great great grandfather of Kate Stewart.
Yes.
You know, which, you know, I mean, you know, people were saying, you know, oh, before they said, they were saying, it's like, oh, he could be the father. Because, like, you know, that would be okay, I guess. Unless, like, his children were, like, almost full grown or something.
I mean, yeah, who knows?
Because, like, basically Mark Gatiss, he's only a couple months older than I am. So, you know, if at that point he was 50.
Yeah,
which is very old in 1914.
That's ancient.
Oh my god, it's kind of like, why are you still alive, and why are you like, you know, running blah blah blah. So his children could have been 30.
That's true.
Yeah. So yeah, so that was him. Now now we saw Jodie Whittaker as the 13th Doctor.
True.
So your first, like, you know, we'll talk about her later, I'm so sure. And then we saw Jenna Coleman return as Clara. Clearly, that was a little green screen action.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was busy at the time because she was, like, working full-time on being Queen Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it was one of those things where she didn't want to not do it. It was just trying to find the time to bring her on.
Yeah.
So they couldn't, like, actually bring her on to...
So that's why they didn't, like, Peter interact. Capone. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was almost like she was on a Zoom call with the Doctor.
Hopefully their internet connections, you know, stuck around.
Yeah. And then Nardi shows up. Everyone loves a little Nardi.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And you know what, Steve? This brings us to our unsung crew member of the episode, Steve.
All right.
You know, I usually bring it with much more fanfare, but I'm like,
he laid back.
I laid back. You know, today we're going to speak of, and this sounds very British, his name is Gareth Spensley.
Okay, yeah. That does sound very British.
Have you ever, like, met an American named Gareth?
No.
I know.
Wasn't Gareth Edwards, wasn't he supposed to direct Rogue One, but got booted off of it? Or did he actually direct it?
No, he's the one who got booted, I think. Didn't they bring in, like, Opie in to do it or something?
Solo.
Yeah. So Gareth Spensley, he is in the editorial department, and he is a colorist.
Okay.
And you know what? And they all, you know, most of them spelt with the U, you know, that colorist. I want to say it colorist.
That's the British spelling. And you know why we don't spell it that way?
Because we're Americans?
Because of money. Because it was cheaper, because they charged advertising in newspapers by the letter.
Nice. And
so we had to eliminate certain letters.
Is that why you like see some old stuff and it's like the F sound was like with a PH and they'd like cut it down to an F? Oh,
maybe. I don't know. But that's, I know specifically for color and I think neighbor, we got rid of the U's. Or is it that's not why. Neighbor? I don't remember which one.
But well, yeah, neighbor specifically,
specifically color. That's why, you know, for advertising, for money, essentially. And also, you know, fuck the monarchy who we, I don't know, it's an independent American thing. Who cares?
Yeah, Queen Victoria.
I lost the thread on the joke there.
Yeah. So Gareth Spensley, he's worked on The King's Speech.
Okay.
Black Mirror.
Okay.
The second best Marigold Hotel.
All three of those things won Best Picture.
Black Mirror?
Yes.
Okay. Sherlock. Good Omens, that also won Best Picture.
Yes.
The French Dispatch.
Oh, yeah.
Very new.
Yes.
Killing Eve.
Oh, I've heard good things about the first season.
I'm not sure if he actually killed Eve or not.
Probably.
But he's also worked on 62 episodes of Doctor Who to date.
Okay.
His first episode was The God Complex. Do you remember what that one was about, possibly? They were like in a hotel,
and
the bull beast was like trying to kill them.
I think of it as like the Minotaur episode.
Yes, I was trying to come up with Minotaur. So that was his first episode, and he actually worked on this year's New Year's special, which involved Daleks, which you won't remember because it's timey-wimey.
Well, there's always a Dalek involved in something, so you know
they do like their
Daleks. Yeah, I won't remember.
Yeah, it's so true. So we're not going to discuss what's on the next episode, Steve, because the next episode will be an intervention.
Our next episode, we can talk about that. Yeah, it'll be an intervention. So we'll be looking back on the season. If you have anything you want to say about Peter Capaldi, about Clara, about Bill, Nardole, Missy, the whole gang, feel free to email us at drunktowho@gmail.com or reach out on Twitter. I think both of us have our DMs open, so you don't have to like publicly contact us and admit to the your followers that you like, you know, listen to this nonsense. You can or you could just sit back and listen. That's cool too.
Yeah, we're all about that.
Denise might be on that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, who knows? We'll let her choose because she was going to be like, you know, again, doing her schooling stuff.
Yes, schooling or grad school.
Well, it's school.
Yes. Well, schooling sounds like she's in charge.
I don't, does it? Okay.
To me, it sounded like it meant she was the teacher.
Well, I'm not that bright.
She was schooling children.
Yes. So,
or adults at the learning annex.
Adults at the learning annex. So, like, yeah. So, if you're like at Denise's class where she's schooling you
on how to do email
and how to do emails, like, what are they, grandpas and grandmas?
Dude, I don't know who goes to the learning annex.
Grandpas and grandmas. So, sure. So, until the next time we meet, make sure you save us that aisle seat. No, that's a thing. Shit.
It's a thing you've used.
I know. So until
the make next sure time, you butter that popcorn.
Make sure you cut the hole out of the bottom so someone can grab your Johnson.
Oh, that's what movie was that with Mickey Rourke?
I think. I don't know. don't know. It's been referenced so many different times and so many different things. So
usually on the Flophouse.
You know, it's like, you know, hey, if someone actually did that, you know, it's kind of like
sexual assault, John.
Oh, it is sexual assault, but also too, it's like, you know, it's like you get that weird little butter out of your pubic hair. That's just gross.
I mean, it just seems really messy, disgusting, and I don't know about salt getting in anything, and yeah, it just seems wrong.
Yeah, you know, like slugs, like, you know, because I assume penises are like slugs, and it'll just like shrink down from the salt.
Sure.
And let's not even get started about the slime. So until the next time, people, I've been John.
Ugh, I've been Steve.
And we'll see you on the flippity floppity.
Or in 2 weeks at our next episode.
One of those. You decide which.
All right.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Oh, my God. Doing that so much today.
Yeah, that's my thing today.
Oh boy,
I always gotta have a thing, Steve.
Do you?
Yeah, you know what, that's what I remember from Shakespeare. Shakespeare wrote, you always gotta have a thing.